This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
65 degrees and mostly cloudy here in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Thank you for joining us here on this Saturday of Memorial Day weekend. I'm Jonathan Lowe filling in for Steve Thompson on this sports Saturday. Coming out of the Twins game, Twins, another exciting walk-off win as they take down the Royals 5-4 over Target Field today. And they are looking to get a sweep tomorrow at 1:10 tomorrow afternoon. Over at the XL Energy Center, the Minnesota Frost are trying to get a 2-1 lead over the Ottawa Charge in the PWHL Finals. It is about to start the second period. It is 1-0 Ottawa over at the X. We've got Minnesota United playing tonight over at Allianz Field. They're hosting Austin FC. We've got Minnesota Aurora getting their season started tomorrow, but the focus is on the Minnesota Timberwolves. I'll get to that in a second. I just want to put out something for the next segment. If you're listening right now, we want your texts on the WCCO Talking text line, 651-461-9226. Are you planning on going to any summer movies? Are you excited to see any of the summer movie offerings out there? Text us, let us know. Also, are you going to a theater at all? Are you going to just catch stuff on streaming? If you'd like to let us know, we're going to talk about that next segment here at 651-461-9226. We'd love your texts. But first, the focus is on Target Center. Game 3 tonight, Timberwolves, Thunder, Western Conference Finals. And who better to reach out to than someone who knows ball inside and out? We turn to FanDuel Sports North and Kevin Lynch, big-time basketball analyst over there. Kevin, we thank you for joining us on this holiday weekend, and how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing pretty well, Jonathan. It's good to hear your voice. And, hey, I'm one of those guys you're just talking about going to summer movies. Ever since movie theaters started to open up, you know, kind of 4 or 5 years ago or whenever that was, I have been determined to go to the big screen to keep movie theaters open because
nice.
if people don't go to movie theaters anymore, they are going to close down, and then the big screen experience is going to be gone. So I have gone out of my way to spend the money to watch movies in a theater. So there
that's
you go.
Awesome.
That everybody needs to do that. Otherwise, they're going to close.
You know what? And I am not the biggest movie person myself. You're inspiring me, sir. You're inspiring me to go out to a movie theater this summer and catch a flick.
Hey, it's all for me. My life at this point, Jonathan, is all about community service. I'm here to help you, just to let you know.
Yes, very good, very good. Kevin Lynch joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. All right. So I'm watching game two at a local establishment, let's say. And at the end of the game, I get into a conversation about what's been going on, how the Timberwolves have been looking the first two games of the series. First halves have been fine. Second halves have not been good. And a thought came into my head. This has a similarity of last season. This, to me, has an eerie similarity of the Dallas series where Luka and Kyrie basically controlled things and the Wolves just didn't have the answers that they needed. Am I wrong? Are you agreeing with this, or actually with the fact that these games have been more lopsided late, is it even worse?
Well, it's not worse. Last year was worse because the Wolves had the home court advantage, and that was incredibly disappointing because Dallas was a good team last year, but they were a beatable team. It's not like you're coming up when, you know, against Dallas last year, and Dallas is like Golden State was, you know, 8, 7, 8, 10 years ago. You know, the Mavericks were a good team, but they were beatable, and you had the home court advantage. So, and those first two games, if you remember, Jonathan, both of those games at home, games one and game two, the Wolves were leading for like 95% of the games, and then they lost both of those home games at the very end, at the very end of the games. In fact, that's game two was the Doncic shot over Rudy Gobert. So to me, those were more disappointing because you're at home. Now you're coming home in this series. That's the big difference is first two games at the Thunder, and now you have home games. And so obviously, you know, if you lose this game tonight, you're in major trouble, and it's probably going to be over the series pretty quickly. But if you can win game three here tonight, build a little confidence, then let's see what happens in game four. But you got to get what happens here tonight. There are some similarities in the fact that, so I agree with you in a way that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has kind of been controlling everything. So that's very similar to, say, Doncic last year. But listen, Oklahoma City is just a really good team. They're more consistent than the Wolves, and that's been the problem. The Wolves have kind of played in this series, and even in the playoffs up to this point, Lakers, Golden State Warriors, now we're in this series, and now they're getting exposed because the Timberwolves are just a bit too up and down. And then you have the Thunder that are just kind of rolling at the moment, and they're more consistent, and that has really stung the Wolves. Like you said, first halves have been good. Wolves have gone, you know, played well, had the lead, da-da-da, and then that third quarter comes and things change, and then they hit a down part, the Timberwolves do, and then Oklahoma City just capitalizes, and the Wolves are just more up and down. So the first two games, yes, have been disappointing, but it's not over, man. You win tonight, and then you go in with a little confidence game four on Monday. Things can change quickly. So let's just have faith that the Wolves can play consistently well tonight. And if they do that, they're going to have a good chance to win.
So the key point, key focus for both teams, really, defensively for the Thunder, offensively for the Wolves, Anthony Edwards, had a bigger impact in game two. But what does he need to do? What else can he do to have a bigger impact, kind of match what Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is doing on the court for OKC?
Well, I think, you know, game one, what, he only took 13 shots, so that's going to be a problem. But he fixed it in game two, took a lot more shots, had 32 or whatever he scored. So I think offensively, you know, just don't cough it up. Don't turn the ball over, you know, a bunch of times, and then it's going to be better. I would like to see, to be honest with you, him guarding. I mean, Edwards is really, at the end of the day, I think Minnesota's best perimeter defender. And I know he's guarded Gilgeous-Alexander at times. I'd like to see him guard him more. And I would think defensively, if we're going to talk about Edwards, is have him guard the Thunder's best player more and see if Anthony can do a good job on him. I mean, he's a hard guard. The kid is 6'6" and point guard, and he's dangerous, you know, in the mid-range game. He's good getting to the basket. He can make some threes. He's just a headache to guard. But Edwards, at the end of the day, at this point in the season, he's your best defender. I'd like to see him guard Gilgeous-Alexander more. That's one thing I'd like to see.
Quick aside from that, I said this last night. I was on the other side of the board with Chris Tubbs hosting. And he brought up the Wolves. I said last night, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander might be the guy that revives the mid-range game. Is that kind of accurate? Because everybody's going threes or dunks.
No, I listen. I could talk for about an hour on this topic, and we, you know, it's one of my major frustrations.
Same with me.
You look at Michael Jordan, all those points that Jordan scored, he was a mid-range jump shooter. Now, when Jordan was young, he was dunking on guys, and he was spectacular in that way, getting to the basket and doing all the acrobatics. That was great. And he hit some threes later in his career. That's fine. But for the most part, Jordan's, you know, sweet spot was the mid-range game, and I'm so tired. I'm so tired. And I was a mid-range shooter as well. I mean, I made some threes at times, but I love watching the mid-range game. Yes, I think hopefully that part is coming back. And, you know, you look at it this way, Jonathan. You got a lot of players, all these people and these talking heads out there talk about, oh, it's not an efficient shot. Efficiency, it's not an efficient, all that stuff. It is a good shot. The goal in basketball is not to take a three or to dunk at the basket. The goal in basketball offensively is to get one of your good shooters to take an open shot. And if that open shot is from 15 feet, 17 feet, 20 feet, and it's a two-point shot, if a good shooter is taking that shot and it's open, that's an efficient shot. So let's bring it back. All this only threes or layups or dunks at the basket, it gets old, and I want to see the mid-range game come back. And if that guy brings it back, Gilgeous Alexander, that's fine with me.
To that, I know this is not Sunday church, but all I have to say is amen. Preach to the choir. That's all I got to say to that. We're talking with Kevin Lynch, basketball analyst from FanDuel Sports North here on a Sports Saturday. And Julius Randle, he went from being a great factor in the first half of game one to absolutely zero factor. He was benched for the entire fourth quarter of game two. What has Oklahoma City done to him to nullify him to this point, and what can he possibly do to change that?
Well, you know, one thing that the Thunder are doing well and they're having success is they're playing small, and they're real mobile and small. Yeah, you got Holmgren out there a little bit, but Hartenstein, their starting center, basically, he's kind of been benched. So they're going small. Their activity defensively has bothered Randle. Now, Randle, like you said, made some threes early on in game one. But if he's not going to be an offensive threat, there are scenarios where Julius is going to be, he's just a slower, bigger, stronger player, and that can help at times. But with the lineups that the Thunder have been putting out there, the quick lineups, that sometimes can expose Julius, and that's what happened, especially in game two. But if Randle can make some shots like he did early on in game one, then he's going to be just fine. And it's always the case when you're making shots, you typically, the effort you put forth defensively is always going to be more, it's going to be better. So, if he's scoring, then he's going to be out there on the court. But there are lineups that Oklahoma City plays where I think Finch does the right thing and sits Randle. So that's just basically what happened in the second game.
This is a two-part question, and it's very simple. Is this the Rudy Gobert nightmare all over again, and does he need to sit more?
Well, it's kind of the same thing, like I just said, with Randle. If there are lineups that the Thunder put out there that you know, Rudy gets exposed. You know, Rudy's just a slower, bigger player. The front line for Minnesota, really, Naz Reid is their fastest, most mobile big guy out of the three. And so there are going to be situations where Rudy's got to sit as well. And if Rudy scores and he's a weapon inside, especially as a scorer, then you can kind of expose smaller lineups. But there's been so many turnovers by Minnesota, they can't even get him the ball in certain situations, Gobert, for him to even dunk. So playing small has really worked against Minnesota's bigger lineups. And Finch, I mean, we'll see what happens tonight. If the big guys, Randle and Gobert, can have an impact, then they're going to play. But if they don't, Minnesota's going to have to kind of give in to what Oklahoma City's doing and play small as well.
So I was going to ask, I'll ask this real quickly for you, and then I got one more on the back end of this. Whether on the offensive side or the defensive side, your choice. In your opinion, which role player needs to step up tonight, and how do they need to do it?
Oh man, can I say more than one guy, or does it have to be
one? You can have multiple. I allow that.
Okay, it's got to be the bench. I mean, DiVincenzo has been turning the ball over. Naz Reid has not shot the ball well. Alexander Walker has not had a big impact on two games. It's those three guys. That's been a strength of this team, has been those three players coming off the bench and having a good season, all three of them. And they have been either neutralized or they've played poorly and shot poorly. And they have to bring it. All those three guys. And not, I can't believe how poorly Naz has played. I mean, in this series, in two games. Now, Naz has played okay in certain situations in the playoffs against the Lakers and the Warriors, but man, he has struggled, and those three have to bring it tonight and play well and be a threat, because if they don't and this continues like they've up to this point, I don't think the Wolves have a shot to win this series. So I'm going to say those three guys off the bench.
Real quick, we saw Jalen Clark, I believe, in game two of the series. I don't think I saw Terrence Shannon at all. Do you expect Terrence Shannon to get some time tonight?
Not really.
Okay.
No, I think it's, I mean, who knows? I mean, when Finch played Clark the other night, that surprised me a little bit. But Clark had some success during the regular season guarding Gilgeous Alexander, so that's why he played him. But no, unless, like I said, DiVincenzo or Alexander Walker don't play well, then maybe Finch throws him in there and sees what Shannon Jr. can do. But for the most part, I think in a scenario like this where you're down 0-2 Western Conference Finals, to me, if the game is close, you got to stick with those main guys, those veteran players.
Last thought, the Western Conference Finals has been kind of a controlled series so far. What's happening over in the East, man? That is juicy stuff. Quick thoughts on what's happening with Indiana and New York.
Well, I'll say this. Indiana, this, I don't even know how to describe it. This momentum they've been riding for like 2 months, 2.5 months. Do you know what started? This run that the Pacers have been on started in Minneapolis in early March.
When they beat the Wolves twice. They beat the Wolves twice in a few-day stretch, correct?
Within a week, yeah.
Yeah.
The games are separated by a week. So the first game was early March in Minneapolis, Target Center. Four of the five starters for the Pacers didn't even play, and they gutted out a win. I think it was an overtime win, and Obi Toppin hit this crazy running three.
Yes, Obi. That was the Obi Toppin goes insane in overtime game. Yes.
Yes, I went and looked this up, how the Pacers were playing before that game that night in early March. And they were kind of losing, and they won that game, and that started this run on that the Pacers have been on now for 2.5 months. Then they beat Minnesota a week later in Indianapolis, and they have been riding this all the way until today. And if they make the NBA Finals, they're going to deserve it, man, because that is an underrated good team, and it all started 2.5 months ago in Minneapolis. Go figure.
And I'll tell you this real quick before I let you go. Everybody slept on them. This was a team that was in the conference finals last year and should have taken games off of the Celtics. They should have taken games, and everybody underplayed them this season. Thank you very much. Enjoy your holiday weekend. Hope you get a chance to get out, see a flick or two, and enjoy the game tonight, Kevin. Appreciate you coming on as always.
You're welcome. Have a great, great night and great weekend. Thank you very much.
All right, that's Kevin Lynch from FanDuel Sports North, a big-time basketball analyst over there. We appreciate his time. We'll be back in a few minutes. Take a break here. Have a little bit of time to sneak in. If you're going to go see a movie, if you've texted us, if you're going to go see a movie this summer, what are you going to see? What one has your appetite just raving at this point? Let's go ahead and take a break right now. This is Sports Saturday on News Talk A3 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences, like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off, plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Over at the XL Energy Center, it is now 1-1. The Frost have tied it up. Lee Stecklein,
yes,
from Claire Thompson,
yes,
at 2:58 of the second period. It is 1-1. The Frost and the Charge in Game 3 of the PWHL Finals. Will continue to keep you updated as we go through the rest of this hour. Now, real quick, we're going to take a few minutes, very brief segment.
What do you mean?
Very brief. We're gonna turn to the movies, because as much as Memorial Day weekend is a huge sporting weekend, it is also really the official start, the unofficial official start, to the blockbuster movie season, to the summer blockbuster season. And yesterday it got started with the next, basically last, Mission Impossible movie coming out.
Are we sure it's the last one? I think this is all Tom Cruise has.
That's
left.
Why
it's
I said
just stunts.
Last in parentheses.
Yeah.
In quotation marks. So that came out yesterday, along with the live-action Lilo and Stitch movie, which has been anticipated family movie.
They did my guy Pleakley wrong.
So are you going to go see a movie this summer? Are you going to go out to the theater? Are you going to partake? And if so, which one is really whetting your appetite the most? Which one is really giving you great, I got to go see this vibes, like Barbie and Oppenheimer were a couple of years ago?
I don't know if we have anything that's a double feature to quite that importance. I did partake in that. And I saw, I believe, Oppenheimer first because I wanted to finish with good vibes. And so,
gotcha. Okay.
There's a way to do those. And so that's the way that I chose.
That's fair. That's fair.
I'm noticing as I look through some of the listed films that are being released this summer, there's a whole hell of a lot of Pedro Pascal all over this damn industry.
He is on fire.
And
right
I'm
now.
Not usually a superhero movie person. I think that it's swallowed up most of the rest of the movie industry because we can only make pictures that are going to make $1 billion now, right? But his role in the new Fantastic Four, I might actually go check out. If I'm going to go see a movie in the theater, I want to go have some boom booms and some big bangs. And so if I'm going to go see a big one in the theater, that's where I'm going to go see, because Vanessa Kirby's also in it, and I'm a huge fan of hers.
She's very good actress. I saw her a few years ago. She did one of the SAG-nominated movies. She's a very good actress.
She was in The Crown.
Yes. I've never gotten into The Crown.
What?
I never have. Just the royalty, the British royals, not my cup of tea.
What, the oppression doesn't do it for you?
No, not too much.
No, you got better things to do with your time.
Bad vibes.
Fair enough.
So here are some of the other movies that are coming out in the next couple of months. Karate Kid Legends coming out next week with Ralph Macchio and Jackie Chan. Ballerina, which is out of the John Wick franchise, that's coming out in a couple of weeks.
Ana de Armas, right? In that movie?
Ana de Armas.
Mm-hmm. Armas? Amas? I'm not sure.
I like Ana de Armas. I would go see that movie.
Yeah? Just yes. for her?
Just for her.
Just for her.
And
there's
I like,
some,
I like
there's
Keanu.
Some actors that
I
we
do,
have
I
those.
I do like Keanu as well.
He doesn't do a bad film, I don't think.
also, How to Train Your Dragon, the live action of that is coming out. F1, the movie. That's going to be interesting with Brad Pitt coming out in late June. The next Jurassic Park, Rebirth, Superman just after the 4th of July. They've redid the Naked Gun.
I'm looking at a picture of a very strong stance of Liam Neeson.
Yes.
In what appears to be a skirt.
Yes. Yes. I saw the trailer.
It's graphic.
I saw the trailer the other day, and I'm like, really? Liam Neeson's going to do Frank Drebin.
This is the same guy who says, I will find you.
Yes. Yes.
This is a power stance.
I have a certain set of skills.
Very specific set of skills.
Yes. So real quick, the other thing with, and a lot of those are going to be pretty big movies.
Yeah.
But there's also some stuff coming out on streaming this summer. Yesterday, there was a film called Fountain of Youth. John Krasinski, Natalie Portman, directed by Guy Ritchie.
I love Guy Ritchie films. So huge fan of his.
And this is now out on Apple TV Plus. This is not coming out in theaters.
Okay, so I can watch this tonight.
Deep Cover is coming out in early June. Bryce Dallas Howard, Orlando Bloom. Heads of State with Idris Elba and John Cena. And then Happy Gilmore 2. The cast is back for Happy Gilmore 2 in late July.
I'm scared. Because I feel like they're remaking something that's perfect.
Yeah.
And sometimes going back to the well isn't worth it. Like,
yeah.
Just look up Anchorman 2. It wasn't worth it. You can't make the same surprise
twice. I'll give you one that I still love, but I understand it was probably 20 years past its time. Coming to America 2.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
That seemed like a money grab more than we have the script.
But I knew going into it, it's 20 years past its time.
Sure.
I knew it was going to be different.
Because there's no original
I didn't think
ideas.
It was horrible, but I thought it was definitely going to be different. Okay, we got to get off of this.
What about Freakier Friday? You're not going to go see that one?
No.
Oh,
no.
Jamie Lee Curtis, come on.
The return of Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah. Well, she's been around, but not a lot of movies.
Not in a feature role like this.
This might be a relaunching point.
It might be.
Maybe.
It may be. All right, we got to get to a break. We'll get to weather, and then we'll get to Andy Greeter from the Pioneer Press. Loons are over in St. Paul tonight. They'll be taking on Austin FC later on this evening. But quick to the break, this is News Talk 830.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences, like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off, plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Twins win today. They get another walk-off win, 5-4 over Kansas City, and they'll be looking to take the sweep tomorrow afternoon at 1:10. And then you have the Minnesota Frost over at the XL Energy Center. 3 minutes to go in the second period, tied at 1 between Minnesota and Ottawa, game 3 of the PWHL Finals. Got the Western Conference Finals tonight. Minnesota Timberwolves hosting the Oklahoma City Thunder in game 3. Thunder lead the series 2-0, and the Timberwolves trying to get back into it. And then there's St. Paul, Snelling and 94, or Snelling and University, those corners, basically. That's where Allianz Field is. That's where Andy Greeter is going to be this evening as he takes in the Minnesota United Loons, taking on Austin FC as the Loons try to continue their hot streak to start the season. From the Pioneer Press, we do welcome Andy Greeter on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. How you doing today, Andy?
I'm good, Jonathan. How are you?
Good, good. By the way, I'm Jonathan Lowe, filling in for Steve Thompson this afternoon on Sports Saturday. I thought you might want to know, where's Steve? He's taking a weekend off, taking Memorial Day weekend off. We wish him the best, and he'll be back next week. Let's get into this. So far, the story of this season for the Loons has been the stingy defense, the stinginess of this team, and at the back end of it is Dane St. Clair. He leads MLS with 7 clean sheets, or shutouts, basically. How big has he been on the back line?
Yeah, I think it's been collective. He's one of the best shot stoppers in MLS, but he doesn't have to face an array of shots coming at him on a nightly basis. So it's a collective thing. They've been good on the back line. They play a back five, and the three center backs in front of him and the defensive midfielder in front of him and Will Trapp most often have been great for most of the season, and they look to keep that up tonight.
And that was my second question. It's not just that St. Clair has been great keeping shots out of the net. He's only had to save 38 shots this season. That back defense has been great and just keeping teams from getting shots on goal.
Yeah, that's what Eric Ramsey, the head coach, has made his number one priority, is to be strong defensively and limit opposing chances. They're willing to allow the other team have the ball, have possession, and kind of make them have meaningless possession, have it in midfield and not have to face, you know, routine scoring chances. So it's been kind of a general, you know, ethos of this team, and it's panned out.
Now, Tani, I'm going to try to get this right. Tani Oluwaseyi is leading the team with 6 goals, but there are 9 players that have scored so far this season that have at least 1 goal on the sheet for the season. So that's a pretty big balance on getting people toward net and getting people in position to score.
Absolutely. Kelvin Yeboah, who's probably their number one striker, he scored in the U.S. Open Cup midweek. He hadn't scored in about 8 games, but Tani Oluwaseyi has been leading the line. For Minnesota United, they had both of those guys up top for a large stretch of the beginning of the season. They've gone away from a 2-striker setup and had Tani Oluwaseyi be the number one striker, and have had Joaquin Pereira and Robin Lode as the, you know, kind of attacking midfielders that have been setting up Tani with scoring chances. And they've changed the shape up top and have had success with either way they've gone.
Now, the team has had a lot of success early on in the season. What made Coach Ramsey decide to shift those lineups, even though they started out gangbusters out the gate early on in the season?
Well, they had a little bit of a lull about a month or so ago, so that was part of it. Kelvin Yeboah dealt with an ankle injury, so that was another part of it. And I think it's just kind of being fluid and understanding what you're good at the moment and making the other team be second-guessing what you're going to do in a given game. You know, I think it's difficult to play against 2 strikers, 2 athletic forwards in Tani Oluwaseyi and Kelvin Yeboah. But I think it's also advantageous to have Joaquin Pereira, who's been one of the best attacking midfielders in MLS over this season, and Robin Lode, who's Mr. Versatile. But when he's closer to goal, he affects the other team more imminently. And I think that they can have half a dozen of one and six of the other and be able to get it done either way.
We're talking here on a Sports Saturday with Andy Greeter, the Minnesota United beat writer for the Pioneer Press. Austin FC coming to town tonight, and earlier this month, United went down to Texas, went down to Austin, and handled them 3-0, handled them pretty easily. But Austin's coming off of some really good play over the last few games. They drew a couple of times at home, including against Western leading Vancouver, and then they beat Houston in the U.S. Open Cup earlier this week. So they're coming in on better form.
They are, but I think what's been peculiar about Austin is they have some pretty high-priced attackers and have not been able to score goals. I think that's what's been interesting. I think they're 29th out of 30 teams in goals scored, and Minnesota United is in the top tier of the teams in the league that have been able to keep teams from scoring against them. So it's been kind of setting up for them to be able to keep that trend alive. But like you said, you know, they scored three against Houston in the U.S. Open Cup. Brandon Vasquez, who's probably their most recognizable name, he scored at the weekend, midweek, and comes in on a goal. So I think Minnesota United respects the attackers that Austin has, even if they don't have the goals to show for it.
And speaking of the U.S. Open Cup, the Loons are now in the quarterfinals of that event after they won 3-2 against St. Louis City FC on Wednesday night. It's looking like they're going to be the favorite to come out of the West with them left and Austin. The Loons will play Chicago, the Chicago Fire, coming up in the next round. But it looks like the way that the other teams are playing that's left on the west side of the bracket, the Loons are going to be the favorite.
Yeah, I would say, given the fact that they have home field advantage for the quarterfinals and the semifinals, and if they make it that far for the final of the U.S. Open Cup, it was a draw that they held on Thursday, and the Loons were very lucky during it. So I think they might be the favorite to come out of the western side of the bracket, given that. I would pause to say that they're that much of a favorite, just given the fact that I think Greg Berhalter, the former U.S. men's national team coach, has turned around Chicago Fire. I think it's been interesting to see, you know, San Jose do what they've been able to do throughout so much of this beginning of the season. I think they lead MLS in goals scored in MLS. So I think it'll be interesting to see if they're able to get past Austin. But, I think they're in a good shape and a good position, but we'll see if they're able to pan out.
All right. Well, you've got the Loons hosting Austin FC coming up tonight at 7:30 over at Allianz Field. Should be a wonderful night to go watch a soccer match, a football match. You got any other plans after this game to enjoy the rest of the weekend?
That's a good question. Probably hang out with some friends and family. The decision day for the Premier League is tomorrow, so I've got some family coming over to watch some more soccer tomorrow morning.
There you go. It's always nice being over on this side of the pond to get up early, get some breakfast with some Premier League or some La Liga or Liga or one of those, the Bundesliga, something like that. Well, Andy, I've always talked to you over the phone for years and years and years. It's nice to talk to you for once on the actual radio air.
Yeah, for sure. Have a real conversation. I appreciate you having me on, Jonathan. It was a blast.
No problem. That is Andy Greeter. Thank him for joining us, the Minnesota United beat writer for the Pioneer Press, joining us on the John Schuster Cold War Banker Hotline. We're almost there. It's almost time. We're almost done. I'm going to come back and do what I like to do best, give you some scores from the day. We'll come back in just a couple minutes here on News Talk 830. Oh, yeah, it's that time. Sports Saturday here on News Talk 830 WCCO. We have just a couple minutes left. Let's get you some scores from the day in sports on this Saturday, May 24th, the Saturday of Memorial Day weekend. Let's start over in the baseball realm over Target Field. The Twins today get a second straight walk-off win over the Kansas City Royals, 5-4 the final. Brooks Lee, the hero, with an RBI single in the ninth inning. Twins come back from a 4-0 deficit. They'll be back at it tomorrow, looking for the sweep over KC. A 1:10 first pitch, a 1 o'clock pregame show, and a 12:30 inside Twins here on 830. The pregame will be on both 830 and 102.9 The Wolf tomorrow afternoon. Let's head to the ice, where it is now in the second intermission. The Minnesota Frost, the Ottawa Charge, game three of the PWHL Finals, tied at one. We will have a final for you tomorrow, and we will continue to track that. Game four of that series will be Memorial Day, Monday afternoon at 4 o'clock. Later tonight, the Minnesota Timberwolves down the street at Target Center host game three of the Western Conference Finals in the NBA. They'll be hosting Oklahoma City down 2-0 at 7:30 this evening, hoping to get a win and get back in the series. Minnesota United, we just talked with Andy Greeter. They'll be at home against Austin FC at 7:30 this evening down I-94 at Allianz Field at the corner of Snelling and University. Later on this evening, it'll be game three of the Stanley Cup semifinal series. Actually, no, I believe it is game four with the Florida Panthers and the Carolina Hurricanes. No, it's game three. I'm sorry, game three. Florida up 2-0 in that series. That's a 7 p.m. start. On the golf course today, the Charles Schwab Challenge on the PGA Tour, Matty Schmid and Ben Griffin are tied at 13 under par after three rounds. They lead Ricky Fowler by four strokes. The Senior PGA Championship out at Congressional near Washington, D.C., a four-way tie at the top. Retief Goosen, Angel Cabrera, Philip Archer, and Jason Caron are leading two players by one shot. Lee Westwood and Stuart Sink, one shot back in a tie for fourth. And on the LPGA Tour, the Mexico Rivera Maya Open at Mayakoba, Jenny Bay is your leader after three rounds. She leads Yui Zhang from China and Shisato Iwai from Japan by one stroke. Coming up tomorrow, the biggest day of racing of the year, the Monaco Grand Prix, the Indianapolis 500, and the Coca-Cola 600. We'll have updates for you after the Twins game. Whitewater, Wisconsin Whitewater, their baseball team advances to the Division III World Series by beating Wisconsin Oshkosh in Game 3 of that series. St. Mary's got the D3 softball invite yesterday after beating Wisconsin Whitewater in two games. Men's lacrosse today, Cornell over Penn State 11-9. Maryland defeats Syracuse 14-8 in the semifinals, national semifinals of the Division I tournament. That's going to do it for all the sports today. We can cut out the NBA and get us out of that outro music. That's what I'm talking about. Yes,
I have other music this time.
I love it. I love this music. I love this song so much. Lindsey Brown, thank you so much. Al Schock, thank you so much. Steve Thompson will be back in this seat next week, and we hope everybody has a wonderful Memorial Day. Again, thank you to the troops that helped to serve and keep our country safe and keep our country free. We appreciate you as much as we can. Thank you very much for letting me host. I'm Jonathan Lowe. We'll talk to you in the morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.